circus 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the Rosary of Chiefs.
London, south, a tower block. You're thinking urban decay, dampness, despair. But no, they've done it up really nice. But of course, some people are never happy. Flat 76.
Almonds in rice. I hate almonds. Cod with oranges and peanut butter. This chef's a maniac. Beetroot in a soup. I'm never cooking that.
John, capital of Germany's Berlin, isn't it?
Oh, roast potatoes. I love them. What's your favourite food, Errol?
Soup of the day.
I don't like soup.
Is the Rhine the longest river in Germany?
Yeah. Pork stuffed with whelks, apples, and done in a rabbit's liver sauce. That's surf, turf, orchard, and burrow. You can't have all those on the same plate.
Right. Does Auf Wiedersehen mean goodbye? Yes! Yes, I'm going to win a BMW.
You're not going to win anything.
Oh, no, I've got all the answers right.
Exactly. If you know those answers, just think how many other millions upon millions of people got them right. In fact, the only people who don't know the answer to those questions are either dead or in steps.
Flat 113.
Oh, that bloody table. George, have you seen my glasses?
No. Oh, have you seen mine?
No.
Then we'll never find them.
Oh, oh, good.
Who put that there?
It's possible.
No chance.
Someone's got to win.
All right, Errol, all right, you're going to win. It's a certainty. I haven't been so sure of something since the Alan Titchmarsh is he or isn't he phoning.
Is he or isn't he what?
Evil. Oh. Oh, she's feeding those pigeons again. I mean, look at the state of our windows.
Oh, leave her alone. They're the only friends she's got.
How do you know that?
Open the window.
Hello, my little fellows. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? You're the only friends I've got. You're my best friends in the whole world. More soup.
Blimey.
Why don't we try and make friends with her?
No, no, Errol. Once you've made that decision that pigeons are your best friends, there's no turning back. She didn't just wake up one day and say, people, no. Rancid vermin blessed with flight. Yes, please. I've tried talking to her about it, but she won't answer the door.
Maybe you should try tapping on the window.
She's on the 9th floor. I don't like soup.
Flat 71.
You finished?
Yeah.
I'll bring your plate through.
What was that?
Macaroni cheese.
Macaroni cheese? You think that if they both had equal billing in that dish, there'd be an equal amount of macaroni and cheese. What you cooked should be called macaroni, 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 cheese, macaroni, macaroni, macaroni. What I want is cheese. Cheese, 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 macaroni, cheese, cheese, cheese.
You love your cheese, don't you?
Oi! Armbands must be worn above the elbow.
Why?
Keep you afloat. They're not bracelets, they're buoyancy aids. Put them up.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you teaching today?
An aquarobics class for pregnant women.
Oh, no. Well, make sure they don't all jump in the pool together. I got soaked last time.
You're a lifeguard, you're supposed to get wet.
I was in the cafeteria having my lunch.
Well, please don't upset them, they're very sensitive.
Excuse me. Oi, you're veering off to the left.
I've only got one arm.
We'll only use one leg then. You see, to me, there's nothing better than an empty pool. It's just perfect.
Oh, right. So you're a minimalist.
Well, does that mean I like an empty swimming pool?
Yes.
And is being minimalist quite sexy?
No.
Or is it sexy if I know all the area codes in Britain? Peterborough, 01733.
No.
Or does this make me quite sexy? Who is the man who risks his neck for his brother man? He's a lifeguard. Who's a cat who won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Sean!
He's a lifeguard. He's the kind of man no one understands except his woman.
Sean!
He's a lifeguard. Who's the black private dick who's a hit with all the chits?
Hey! Sure, that's Shaft, isn't it, mate?
Oh, no, you're right, yeah. Carry on. So, is that sexy?
No.
I like her. get rid of that, don't want that. Get that, keep that.
Sean?
Yeah?
How would a Stanner stairlift change your life?
Well, I'll probably get brain damage from smacking my head on the ceiling if you haven't got stairs.
No, I don't think they'd like that.
Why are you trying to win a stair lift?
Oh, I just thought I'd enter it for a bit of fun, you know.
But you'll probably win.
Nah.
No, I bet you do. I mean, think who you're up against in this competition. People who can't get up and down stairs. You're bound to win.
That's highly unlikely.
Just no. I'm trying to get rid of all the unnecessary clutter in my life.
Flat 39. How was your holiday then, Neil?
It was fabulous. It was boiling hot, and we had a lovely hotel, and the food was fabulous. They had a buffet every day, with fresh prawns down in the shells, chicken, ham, turkey, those little crab things with egg in them, a whole salmon, loads of salad, but they've got to do that these days, haven't they? Now, they dug a hole in a pineapple, filled it with cream.
It was beautiful, Craig. Craig, it was the best buffet I've ever had. I've got some photographs. Look.
Look at all them prawns.
That's every day, that is. They put that out every day. Fresh.
Oh, fantastic. What about breakfast?
You sit tight. I'll go and get the video.
Yeah, I mean, there's no need for that.
What?
A whole sheep put in a cement mixer with a bag of ice, left to churn for 2 hours, then served chilled in a tall glass with a sprig of parsley. Sick of these bloody chefs.
You know, it does seem a bit of a waste, tearing those pages out.
No, it's not a waste. I'll tell you what's a waste. All these pages just lie around in this book. Much better to get them recycled into something useful, like pizza leaflets. Now, I'm going to get rid of all the excess in my life, you know. If I don't use it, I'll sell it or recycle it. There's too much clutter in the world. The way to live is minimalismistic.
What, you're throwing all this out?
Well, stuff in that box, go to the car boot sale, rest, bills, letters, a few of my drawings.
Well, couldn't you sell them?
No, I think the market for Bugs Bunny with an erection pictures. A bit flat at the moment. I think the world would be a better place if they were recycled, to tell you the truth. Still feeding them.
Yeah. I tried to make friends with her yesterday.
Oh, how'd you get on?
Well, I think she liked me, right, because she gave me a little bit of bacon rind.
I've had enough. I'm phoning the council.
Oh, don't, Sean. No, it's not fair.
Oh, would it be fair if my only friends were rattlesnakes and I had them crawling all over the block?
That's not the same.
Of course not. It's a metaphor. Hello, is that the town hall? Could you put me through to the nutty neighbours department?
Flat 11.
Right, Craig. It's 7:30 in the morning. I've just woken up. Yeah. Now, we pan across the bedroom. There's Pauline fast asleep. Oi, there's my pants on that chair.
Yeah, right. Can we fast forward a bit?
Yeah. Here we go. I'm the first one in the dining room. Look at the way they've laid that breakfast buffet out. It is awesome. Nobody's touched a thing yet. This was always my favourite time of the day. It's so calm and somehow peaceful.
Oh, look at all them eggs.
Yeah, that's nothing. Look at this.
Wow. For breakfast?
Yeah.
Cake. Amazing, isn't it? quite enjoying this, Errol. I've never done a car boot sale before.
Well, my mum used to do them all the time.
Oh, what's she sell?
Mostly toys.
It's fascinating to find out what things are really worth. I've had that staple gun lying around in my cupboard all those years. I never realised it was worth 40 pence. Cold, hard cash. Do you know what the sweetest sound in the world is, Errol? The sound of 40 pence. So how much profit have we made?
16p.
Eh?
Yeah, you bought that Rod Stewart album for 24p.
Oh, yeah, we should make a tidy profit on that. It's been signed.
Oh, yeah. This album belongs to Frank.
See, what we need is an old market trader's cry, you know, attract people to our stall. Something like, come and buy all my old sheep. David, love your sheep.
I've got a proper one, right? We will rock you. We will rock you.
Errol, that's Queen. We're trying to sell Rod Stewart albums. You know? I mean, why don't you go off and check out the competition?
All right.
Hot lips, you burn me out.
Morning.
Oh, morning.
Oh, are we stuff for sale?
Yep.
Ooh, like this.
Beautiful, isn't it? Brass handle, filigree leather strap, seal tusk inlay.
What is it?
It was my grandfather's. It was a warrant officer's parade stick. But I use it to knock pigeons off my windowsill. £5. I'll clean it.
No, thank you. How much is that flask?
Is that with or without my lunch in it?
Without.
50 pence.
I'll take it.
Hold on.
What sort of soup was it?
Women's soup. It was fudge. Sorry about that.
You forgot your change.
You're right, Sean. You look a bit red. look, I bought this unusual board game. Chessutio. It's a mixture of chess and Sabutio. It was recommended by Nigel Short and Gary Pallister.
Errol, I've got to go home.
Okay, we can have a game.
No, Errol. Pawns can't take throw-ins.
Sure.
It's in the rules. My go. Check.
No, you can only have one bishop in your wall.
Oh. Go on, then. Just get on with it.
Right. Goal!
I don't want to play this game anymore, it's stupid.
Oh, no, I only need four more corners and it's checkmate.
Shh. Shh. Can you hear that?
What?
No pigeons. Pigeons must have gone. Council must have had a word with her.
Yeah. Or thrown her out.
Yeah, oh, not for feeding pigeons.
Well, you did ask them to on the phone.
They wouldn't take notice of me, would they? I suppose I do sound a bit weighty. I think in another era I could have been a great leader. I could have been what Gandhi was to India, or what Martha was to the muffins.
Sean, you've made an old lady homeless.
It wasn't me, it was the council. It's not that bad. She could always stay with her friends.
Flat 86.
Hello, is the old lady in?
No, she moved out. I live here now.
Oh. She get evicted?
I don't know. Are you friends?
Not really a friend. She's a bit cliquey. I didn't know her.
Then you can take these bags. I was going to throw them all out.
Okay. I live downstairs. I'm Sean, by the way. And you are...
Oh, I see. You don't like all that.
No.
What do you do for... You're obviously not going to tell me. Why would you? Yeah. And if you ever run out of sugar or coffee, you'd prefer to go without.
Yes.
Let's get the bags in. See you around. I won't. Probably not.
No.
I like her.
I love those bloomers.
How much?
Tell you what, 60 pence, and I'll give you a complimentary bottle of Camp Coffee.
Ooh, look, where did you get all this stuff?
He nicked it.
No, I didn't.
He did.
Don't listen to him, he's just annoyed because I beat him at Chennis.
Chennis?
It's an old board game. Mixture of tennis and chess.
Ooh.
Recommended by Ivan Lendl. £1.50.
Oh, yeah, I have it.
No, you can't sell the chennis.
See, he loves it. He loves it. Anyway, there's your change, and enjoy your bloomers.
Yeah.
Errol, what's the matter with you?
Well, we shouldn't be selling that thing.
I told you, it was all going to be thrown in the bin. I'm not going to keep the money.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know, it's sort of charity, or squander it, or something. I'll tell you what, let's have a game of this one. Billy Beaumont's Chugby. A fascinating blend of chess and rugby. Errol, you can't do that. You've got to go back 10 yards.
But the board's only a foot long.
It's the rules.
Oh, we're playing Chugby League.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello. Excuse me, I'm rather interested in this trophy.
Quid. Errol, that's not 10 yards.
I can't see the board.
Yes, very interesting. Watford Ladies Tennis Champion, 1946.
All right, about 50 pence. Yeah.
But I know who won this trophy in 1946.
Oh, really?
I've got any pawns, Miss Scrum.
Yes, a very special lady. Where'd you get this?
You know, stuff. Just, you know, in this game, it moves around, it falls into your hands. I mean, Errol, you're encroaching. Another 10 yards. Go back.
Oh, but it's raining.
This is Chugby. It's a man's game.
Oh, it's a pity. I thought I'd finally found someone who could help me get in touch with her.
Well, you can have it if you want. Free. Go on, take it away.
No. Too many memories. Oh, but thank you for your help. Here, it's funny. Those bloomers seem familiar. No, must be a coincidence.
Well, bet you've seen a few pairs in your time.
No, not really. Goodbye.
I probably can. Well, I can. I can help you.
Really?
Yeah, but you might not like what you hear.
Oh! Chugby!
Sugar, Lionel.
Oh, two, please. Hey, it's quite a moment for me. I've been looking for her for over 50 years. And to think she ended up here in a tower block. I always imagined she was a showgirl in Paris or married a Swiss banker.
No, she preferred pigeons to bankers. So why did you split up?
Now you're asking. You know, it's been so long I can't quite remember. Oh, it was something small.
Was she very good at tennis?
Oh, she was rubbish. But in 1946, she was the only girl in Watford with a racket. I umpired the final. She was up against a land army girl with huge hands. Yeah. Anyway... After 5 grueling sets, she lifted the trophy above her head and we fell in love.
Oh, it's a nice story. Mm. And what was it about her that you liked?
Oh, lots of things. Yeah, well, I can't put my finger on it on anything specific.
Lionel, can I ask you a question?
Oh, of course.
How would a Stanner stairlift change your life?
Flat 71.
What was that then?
Spotted Dick.
Well, if they both get equal billing, right, you'd expect that to be reflected in the dish. What you served up was spots. Some dick. Spots. But what I want... what I want is dick! 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 Some spots! Dick! 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 Dick!
You love your dick, don't you?
Get off!
I can't see her. Can you, Arnold?
No. Look, we'll give it a bit longer. Oh, I think she used to like sunsets.
Look, just because she liked pigeons, get off! Doesn't mean she'd hang around Trafalgar Square. Yeah. That's like saying if you like women, you spend all your time at Stringfellows.
But where do you think we should look?
Stringfellows?
No, it's too early. You have to think, where else do you get pigeons?
Well, they're everywhere.
Exactly.
So you think we should look everywhere?
No. No, I think we should give up. I'm sorry, Lionel, but it's pointless.
Oh, it's all right. I'm used to the disappointment.
No, we're not giving up. No, come on, I feel lucky. I'm lucky I didn't win the BMW, and I'm not going to win the chairlift. Not with his answer. But, you know, I've got a feeling. I've got a feeling we're going to find... What's her name?
Veronica.
Yeah, Veronica. We're going to find her.
All right, well, let's try and narrow it down a bit. Did she like bingo?
Oh, I don't recall.
Bingo!
You seen her?
No. Let's go to the bingo hall.
Seven? That's all. Just seven. Not going to make a fuss. It's just a number. 46? This number doesn't remind me of anything at all. 88.
You see her anywhere, Lionel?
Well, it has been over 50 years.
Well, what did she look like then?
Quite nice. Well, she had very nice eyes. You know, like a woman's eyes. But nice.
I've got an idea.
Simply 10. I'm not a poet, I speak as a find. 12!
Excuse me. Right, I'm sorry to trouble you, but does anybody know a woman called Veronica with, like, nice eyes, like a woman's, and she feeds pigeons?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah, one more thing. How would a Stanna Stairlift change your lives?
Why can't I cut my pipes?
Because, Mr. Roberts, all the pipes in the block are connected. If you cut your pipes, other people can't have water.
So just because other people want to have water, I've got to have water.
But water is a good thing.
I don't like it.
Someone will be reconnecting your pipes tomorrow. If you don't let them in, well, then I'm afraid you're going to be evicted.
Call yourself a council. It's more like Hitler's Germany. Bloody police state. You can't even cut your own pipes off. We might as well have let the Germans win. What's your name? Mussolini?
No, it's Trisha. Who's next?
Yeah, we are. We're trying to find out what happened to a resident of Elderby House. Lived in flat 86, used to feed pigeons.
A few people complained.
Oh, yes, I can help you on this. We do get a lot of old ladies who feed pigeons and upset their neighbours. So we rehouse them all together in what we call a pigeon feeder's refuge. Basically, it's a great big house full of old ladies covered in pigeons. It's on the Grange Road.
What number?
It's covered in pigeons.
Oh, come on, my little darlings. Time for dinner, come on.
Nah, that's not her.
Hello, my little friends. I got some nice things for you to eat.
Oh, is that her?
No.
Oh, I like her.
We're trying to find the love of your life.
Yeah, of course.
There she is.
Hello, my little fellas. Are you hungry? You're the only friends I've got. You're my best friends in the whole world. More soup.
Go on, Lionel. Good luck. Veronica? It's me, Lionel. Remember Watford, 1946?
Go away! I don't like you, I like pigeons!
I've been looking for you for 50 years!
And you can piss off as well!
Hello,
Another drink, Lionel. Oh,
yeah, thanks.
Sorry it didn't turn out the way you'd hoped.
What was that? Oh, yes, yes. It is rather sad. But I suppose something good has come out of it. At least I know now why we split up. Funny how tiny little things can come between people and pull them apart.
So, what was it then?
Doesn't like me. She likes pigeons.
Excuse me, mate. How much are these blank videotapes?
Pound each, except this one. It's 20. Bit special.
£20?
Oh, it's worth it. It's got every single nipple ever shown on British television. Got Linda Bellingham, the Oxo Mum. Jenny Agutter.
Of course.
Oh, and the jewel. And the jewel in the crown. Daphne from Scooby-Doo. Oh, her top rode up when she was shinning up a drain pipe. It's brief, but, oh, it's sensational.
I'll give you 15.
Done.
Errol, I've got to nip home for a bit. You look after the store, will you?
All right.
Taxi!
Right, close the curtains. The day, the videotape in there. Down up.
Scooby-dooby-doo. Here we go.
And now it's time for the naked... chef.
Pucker! Wicked! Heavy days!
Must be on later. I'll fast forward it. And that'll do.
Pucker! Heavy days! Giza!
Fast forward it again.
Ucker! Heavy days! Giza!
What? The cabbie's ready. None of my mates have turned up this week because the producer forgot to invite them. So I'll have to eat it all on my own. Pucker. Happy days, mate. Geezer.
That was worth £15.
Sean Locke's 15 Stories High was written by Sean Locke with additional material by Robert Fraser Still and starred Dan Mersch, Tracy Ann Oberman, Paul Putner and Rob Rouse. The script editor was Mark Jones and was produced by Chris Neal.